This is Reverend Bookburn, and when I'm not counseling Senator David Diaperman Vitter or Pastor Ted Methman Hager, I'm broadcasting at VoltaRadio.com, Sunday nights, 9 to 11 or so, East Coast Time, USA, at VoltaRadio.com.
Dear listeners and friends, this is Pastor Rex Catt introducing The Reverend Is In. Now why, may you ask, am I introducing this particular show? It's because, for some reason, my computer crashed while making an adjustment on my audio editor, and I had to restart the computer again. As a result, I missed the intro and wound up starting to record in the middle of the first song. So anyway, this is Pastor Rex Catt, and this show is called The Reverend Is In. And the title of this show is The Reverend's Birthday Show 2011. And to the best of my memory, I'll try to remember what the original opening from the Reverend was. There will be new tunes that have never been played on the show before, including music that is played on the annual holiday specials called Easter, What Some People Will Do to Get Nailed. And we'll keep it less on the serious side, and we'll try to keep it in a more celebratory mood. And let's kick off immediately with that first song by Sly and the Family Stone, entitled Life. And praise Bob.
night with Reverend Buck Byrne and Pastor Hormester and John the Croptist and some of the folks from the previous show. And it's great to celebrate Reverend Buck Byrne's birthday and also to bring on some of the songs from the old Easter, what some people do to get nailed shows. And tonight, it is my pleasure to bring on this song by Adam Brodsky from Philadelphia, a very beautiful holiday song. This is Halliburton Ernie introducing Jump on a Cross and Die.
How's it going? Good to see you.
The apostles were just adding men who were in market and savvy. They knew their demographics, they knew what made the people happy. Monotheism's cool and all, but we need to make the heathens identify with someone who's not afraid of John Christ.
This is Deborah.
And Keith.
From the band Davey. And you're listening to Reverend Bookburn on The Reverend Is In at VoltaRadio.com.
Providing a moral support for indie bands and media since 2001.
Just from all the goodies, although
there were lots of that, lots of new music, lots of new DVDs. Some will review if I get around to watching them in the near future. Long lost people. Some stuff we can't talk about. And while I did not get somebody to sing the Jessica Rabbit song to me, I did get one singer at work. One woman sang like Marilyn Monroe and did her version of Happy Birthday, Mr. President. So it's been a great birthday. Our next shows are in May, and we acknowledge National Masturbation Month, which is the month of May, ever since Laura Riskell, our friend, book burner, past live guest, and author of Top 10 Myths, Top 10 Sexual Myths That Screw America. Since she informed us early in the 10 years of broadcasting that May was National Masturbation Month, we have celebrated it probably every year of the show, and that we will do for the next forthcoming shows. The next show is in 2 weeks on May the 8th, and it's going to be called National Masturbation Month, and with a subtitle to be announced. And we're also doing one 2 weeks later, May 22nd, and that will be the climax of our celebration, because you know we like to stylishly build up to an explosive climax, and that's what we will do this year. So on May 22nd, the theme is National Masturbation Month, Maximum Arousal. And we've already been kind of planning for that, even when we should have been working on tonight's show. And in the in-between week, if a friend from out of town, and I'm not even going to say it unless it happens, but we'll do a third National Masturbation Month celebration with a sub-theme if a live guest is going to be here. Let's see, other birthdays. It's the very next day, April 18th, was the birthday of a friend and book burner, a rock and roll critic, model, and music promoter in Germany named Michi Six. So happy birthday to her. And one death to announce, because I'm pretty sure it was after the last show that we did, the Nuclear Madness show. And that is the death of Dr. Cosmo. Dr. Cosmo broadcast in Princeton, New Jersey, at Princeton University's station for years, WPRB. And a couple of postings ago at ReverendBookburn.com, I provided the memorial links and wrote my comment, which was totally true. What it was that by 1996, I was already totally loving Dr. Cosmo's show on Friday nights. And in May of 1996, Timothy Leary had just died. It was a day or two earlier. There was so little time for somebody to plan such a fantastic show. But the Reverend went to New York and went to a Paul Krasner appearance. I believe it was a book signing for a new book or a re-release of one of his books. Now I forget. But Paul Krasner, who was a friend of Timothy Leary's for decades, did his public appearance and dedicated his show to him. I guess it was just a speaking gig, but he dedicated his show to him. And I thought that was good, because Leary deserved to be acknowledged and memorialized and honored. And so I thought, all right, that's great. 1 or 2 days later, and, you know, there's a memorial funeral for him at Paul Krasner's show. So the Reverend had to drive back to beautiful Philadelphia area from New York City that same night. It was, again, only a day or two, I think 2 days after Leary's actual death. And Dr. Cosmo threw together a tribute show for his Friday night broadcast. And so the entire drive home, with clear reception, because I had to go past Princeton, and apparently it was as good in the New York area as it was down here in Philadelphia, and got to hear almost the entire show, and wishing it was, I was recording it, and I hope there is a preservation of that show happening, but it was one of the greatest things ever broadcast, and I did acknowledge that since the early days of my show, I did a tribute to Timothy Leary in the first year of broadcasting in 2001, and acknowledged that show, and acknowledged Dr. Cosmo a couple of other times when he wowed me with his broadcasts. And besides being a great broadcaster and a great mind and great person to turn you on to music you never heard before, Dr. Cosmo was described by the people who knew him as just a fantastic and awesome person, which listening to him for years is so believable. And so with honor and respect and deep appreciation, we say farewell with honors to Dr. Cosmo, who passed since our last show in this month of April. And so it's not to bum anybody out with a death announcement. And after all, it is Zombie Day. So we thought it was fitting to give him a tribute on tonight's show. And besides, it was the first show that we're doing since he passed away. All right, what else is new? Let's see, new updates, and we're going to inform you about the National Masturbation Month shows in detail at reverendbookburn.com. These shows are preserved, are archived, available anytime for free at Radio For All, radio4all.net. Thanks to our friend and book burner, co-producer from afar, archivist, and a whole lot more. Oh, and the maker of the last great flyer and some of the Reverend Bookburn videos on YouTube. Thanks to Pastor Rex Cat. Okay. Well, I talked about what I got, and which includes music, some of which you're going to hear tonight, and I'm going to open the second set of tunes with one such present that I am still thoroughly spazzing out about getting, and can't wait to play it again. And the whole thing is great, so if you don't like the track, it's still a great record, and you'd probably love it if you are not just solely into what's mass marketed from the corporate entertainment industry and the corporate media. All right, let's see what's happening in the news. Oh, there's so much shit. Right. I'm not going to talk about the insane Republicans and the almost as bad Democrats and the budget proposals to fuck everybody up. People who need unemployment, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, food stamps, for the sake of making billionaires even wealthier. And in the name of a balanced budget and reducing the deficit. And actually, the plan would fuck those things up even more. That's detailed, and we'll talk about it if time permits. wanted to talk about something funny, which is that Republican Senator John Ensign finally resigned. Who is Senator John Ensign, some may ask, who haven't listened to the show before. He is not only an uber conservative Republican senator who is also a part of a Christian extremist cult called the C Street Cult, which is in Washington, D.C., and has many members of Congress subscribing to it, and their crazy mullahs are just as fucked in the head as the mullahs halfway around the world. And just one item of proof of that is their support of some of the worst dictators and mullahs around the world, including the sick fucks from the Ugandan government and churches. So the Christian extremists have good friends in many of the Congress people who want to write and do write sex-negative legislation, censorship legislation, further money-wasting in times of a deficit, anti-prostitution legislation, anti-porn legislation, anti-adult freedoms legislation, anti-contraception and abortion legislation, anti-adult sex legislation. And when they're not busy doing that, drum roll, please. When they're not busy doing that, they're busy fucking people other than their wives. And it wouldn't be anybody's business, and it wouldn't be a story, except that these are the motherfuckers who are attacking everybody's rights. So then it's the opposite. It most definitely is news, despite all the raging comments from the tea psychos. It's very relevant. It's completely relevant. And that's what happened. John Ensign was fucking the wife of one of his Senate staff people. Gives that a new name. And actually, she was also a staff person by title as well as by function. And he got his parents to pay something like $100,000 in hush money, got them great jobs, and did what all the tea nuts and Ayn Rand reading psychos do in glaring hypocrisy and in the strongest of violations of ethics and laws. John Ensign resigned from Congress. And he probably went to the C Street cult, you know, to spank himself and to spank the monkey with his brethren in the C Street cult. But we say, do what you want, but don't fuck with other people's rights, and don't take the madness from your own internal conflict out on other people, especially massive numbers of other people. Good riddance, scumbag Ensign. And on that note, it's good to acknowledge that despite how many people are gullible enough to swallow bullshit in this culture due to the saturation of the corporate media and the total wing nuts like Fox News, in quote, or the so-called History Channel, or worse. People believe bullshit, and they're so confident that they put out two special editions of Life magazine. Life magazine is rock fucking bottom. And to prove this for the millionth time, they put out a special edition of mass murderer, ultimate criminal of the last century, with the possible exception of Nixon, and total nut job and destroyer of the economy, and who got the ball rolling for that, and of course who produced the first wave of tea psychos, Ronald Reagan. And so in necroculture, when they were doing all of these asinine Reagan tributes, Life magazine put a special edition of Reagan at 100. And one of the conservative leaning newsstands that the Reverend goes to, not just as a media junkie, but also to kind of keep an eye on things and see what's out there, and also to kind of gauge sales, I'm happy to report that at a place where conservative magazines sell, at a place where magazines for gun nuts sell, and every other kind of bullshit publication, there's almost none that are worthwhile. It's either pablum or horrible shit. It just plain is not selling. They have the same 20 copies sitting there, not sold. And not to be outdone by the Reagan special, the genocidist, Iran-Contra criminal, they decided that they also wanted to celebrate and give full love and tribute to a pedophile. Now they have a Pope John Paul special edition. Yes, with the words on the cover of their special edition, toward sainthood. And hopefully people are not swallowing this shit either, and not buying it, not encouraging their behavior, not further fucking up the world by giving prestige to the heads of the Church of Pedophilia or the Reagan Disciple Club. And hopefully that will follow suit with the Reagan special that does not sell, and that it is shit that people will no longer swallow. Alright, getting talked out. What else do we have to talk about? The Philadelphia Daily News later. The cartoon chimp, some racist scumfuck in the Republican Party sent by email, but that'll wait. The fat guy from Monty Python's Meaning of Life film, from the restaurant scene, also known as New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, that can wait. And that's pretty involved. And also the article from Red Umbrella about how the anti-prostitution laws and the worst ones that they're coming up with, even worse ones, not only a colossal waste of money, a colossal waste of jail space, similar to the war on drugs, but also endangering the women who are in sex work. And there was a very good article by Audacia Ray about these laws and how they contribute to the women who end up murdered. And there's another nut job, probably another Christian supremacist, who is insane from the inner conflict between being a sexual being and also believing himself to be a holy roller who is not sexual. Anyway, we will cover that, and we'll cover that later. Let's go on to the music, and I am loving the new CDs and some of the ones that I just got for my birthday, most especially including this one that we're about to hear. It is a compilation from from Indonesia, and it is called Those Shocking Shaking Days, Indonesian Hard Psychedelic Progressive Rock and Funk, 1970 to 1978. And the whole fucking thing is great, so even if you don't like this track, you would like most of this, unless you only like, you know, Justin Bieber or some other fucking idiot, you know, who was mass-produced and overexposed. This is from that compilation CD. The band is called The Brims, and this is, despite the title, this is a very pro-weed song. It's a pro-ganja song, but it is called Anti-Ganja.
I couldn't say where she's coming from, but I just met a lady named Dynamo Hum. She strolled on over, said, "Look here, bum, I got a $40 bill, say, you can't make me come. You just can't do it." She made a bet with her sister who's a little bit dumb. She could prove at any time all men was scum. I don't mind that you called me a bum, but I knew right away she was really gonna come. So I got down to it. I whipped off a plumas and stiffened my thumb and applied rotation on a sugar plum. I poked and stroked till my wrist got numb, but I still didn't hear no Dynamo Hum. Dynamo Hum, Dynamo Hum, Dynamo Hum. Where's this dynamo coming from? I done spent 3 hours and I ain't got a crumb from the dynamo. Dynamo, dynamo from the dynamo hum.
Got a spot that gets me hot, ooh.
And you ain't been to it.
No, 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 no.
Got a spot that gets me hot, ooh.
And you ain't been to it.
No.
Perspiration on her upper lip area, and she said, "Just get me wasted, and you're halfway there. 'Cause if my mind's tore up, then my body don't care." I rubbed my chinny chin chin and said, "My, my, my, what sort of thing might this lady get high upon?" I checked out a sister who was holding the bet and wondered what kind of trip the young lady was on. The $40 bill didn't matter no more when our sister got naked and laid on the floor. She said Dynamo might win the bet, but she could use a little if I wasn't done yet. I told her,
"Just because the sun on a place in the sky, we could assume I
would
give her a try."
So I pulled on her hair, got her legs in the air, and asked if she had any cooties in there. She was buns up kneeling, I was wheeling and dealing. She surrendered to the feeling, and she started into squealing. Dynamo watched from the edge of the bed, with her lips just a twitching and her face gone red, some drool rolling down from the edge of her chin. While she spied the condition her sister was in, she quivered and quaked and clutched at herself, while her sister made a joke about her mental health. Till Dynamo finally did give in, but I told her all she really needed was some discipline. Kiss my aura, Dora. It's real Angora. Would y'all like some aura?
right here on the floor. And how about you, Fauna? You wanna? Oops, I might be choking on something. Did you say you want some more? Well, here's some more. Oh, sure, look. You think I could interest you in a pair of zircon-encrusted tweezers? Wait a minute, let me sterilize them. Give me your lighter. I couldn't say where she's coming from, but I just met a lady named Dynamo Bomb. She strolled on over, said, "Look here, bum, I got a $40 bill, say you can't make me come. You just can't do it." I whipped off a bloomers and stiffened my thumb and applied rotation on a sugar plum. I poked and stroked and my wrist got numb, and you know I heard some dynamo hum. Some dynamo hum. Dynamo hum. Dynamo hum. Dynamo. Dynamo. Some dynamo. And a little dynamo.
We'll be right back. party tonight.
All right!
We're gonna have a TV party, all right!
Tonight! We've got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of brews.
Everybody's gonna hang out here tonight!
All right!
We'll pass out on the couch, all right!
Tonight! We've got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of brews. Don't talk about anything else, we don't wanna know. We're dedicated to our favorite shows.
That's incredible! History Blue! Get glued to the TV set all night
and every night.
Why go into the outside world at all?
It's such a fright. We've got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of brews.
TV news shows, what it's like out there.
It's a scare.
You can go out if you want.
We wouldn't care. Nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of brews. Don't talk about anything else, we don't wanna know. We're dedicated to our favorite shows.
Saturday Night Live,
Monday Night Football, Jefferson, Vegas.
I wouldn't be without my TV for a day!
Or even a minute!
Don't even bother to use my brain anymore!
There's nothing left in it! We've got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of brews.
Hey, wait a minute! My TV doesn't work!
It's broken!
What are we gonna do tonight? This isn't fair!
We're hurting! Nothing left to do. Let's go TV and just a couple of brews. What are we gonna talk about? I don't know. We're gonna miss our favorite show.
No, that's incredible.
No, Monday Night Football.
No,
Jefferson.
No.
Sort of happening and a little more believable. But anyway, thank you, all participants, in any manner, who made this birthday spectacular. And it's just with amusement that it fell on Palm and Stroke Sunday, the Sunday we usually do the Palm and Stroke Sunday show. And of course, it's fun celebrating during Easter what some people will do to get nailed. All right, what's going on? As if the psychos in these so-called tea party groups and the more lunatic wing of the Republican Party, actually the biggest wing of the Republican Party, weren't obviously racist enough with their from the birthers they attract to the white supremacist hate groups they attack, the anti-abortion terrorists they attract, the militia gun nuts who are also overlapping strongly with the racist groups and the anti-abortion nuts. If it wasn't obvious before how racist they have been, and how that's a part of how they whipped up their hysteria against, what would he say, the socialist Kenyan president, and they still go apeshit when they're acknowledged for the racist scum that they are. But they have provided proof number 1 million, at least, how they are by some dipshit sending to his or her fellow Republican and teabagger thugs cartoons of Obama born into a family of chimps. And of course, it's offensive in so many ways. It's offensive to use animals as a way of attempting to degrade another person. And also, it's of course racist as you can get. And it wouldn't be done if you didn't know in advance that the audience was fellow racist scum. That's why the book burners don't send out things that are offensive to their own audience. You know, like, we wouldn't defend the pedophile Pope to people who were abuse survivors, because even pretending to do so is like an offensive act to the people who have been victimized by the Church of Pedophilia. And these people sent out their racist cartoon because they knew that it would get a favorable reaction from the degenerates that they can communicate with and that form their support base, and that it would probably spread to other tea psychos. So the cartoon proves what everybody's been saying all along, and that they deny, despite massive evidence. The tea psychos and the total psychos of the Republican Party, not that the Democrats are that much better, are racists. And that is a part of what is behind in their war, not only against the poor, but against the middle class as well. So they are shills for the Koch brothers and the wealthiest 2%. And they are racists who rationalize what they do by believing that they are somehow going to benefit from the destruction of the nation's economic infrastructure. And speaking of that, We have a diverse listenership with the Book Burners, which I've always loved. I love the fact that some people who are just music freaks get into the show. Some people who are stoner heads listen to the show. People who are advocates of sexual freedom or in any kind of sexual freedom lifestyle. Or as a friend of mine would put it, the perverts would listen to the show, as well as the politicos, the free-thinking activists, and of course that includes people who are non-political. But some stuff just can't fly, you know, and needs a massive voice, and is something that affects everybody. And that is this fucking budget proposal. They are using the 2010 election results, which elected many, many psychos and anti-abortion Taliban wannabes and people who are complete shills for the ruling 1 or 2%, to pass this absolutely insane and 100% unacceptable budget proposal that would fuck you and everyone you know and everyone you're related to and virtually everybody that you know and see out of Social Security, Medicare, food stamps, disability, unemployment, Medicaid, and on, public services, road repair, disaster relief, name it. It fucks everything up so that they can afford, or somewhat afford, the completely unsustainable tax cuts to the richest people, even further tax cuts to corporate America, to fuck almost the entire nation worse than anybody within the nation or outside the nation could ever dream of doing. And it's pretty much acknowledged nationwide. People have been commenting actively in even the corporate media. People have been showing up at their town meetings, booing assholes like Paul Ryan and Sarah Palin when she showed up in Wisconsin. People are petitioning, protesting, and that is good. And even if you can't do that, or if you're working two jobs, and a lot of people I know are struggling like that, do anything. Be verbally supportive, or help information or petitions go viral, because everybody is fucked if these things pass, and that includes all of you. And it's very real, and it's not a thing about Republicans or Democrats. Republicans move to push the goalpost further and further, and the Obama Democrats are much like the Clinton Democrats, not quite as bad, but pretty spineless, willing to surgically remove their balls and eggs, unwilling to grow guts, and will give in, which has already happened, by the extension of the Bush tax cuts for the wealthiest. So it's a fight. And contributing a little bit or contributing a lot, it's a fight for everybody's survival. All right. I said I would do a fun show. So I'm going to talk less about this kind of stuff because we have so many serious themes. But all of the remaining subjects are serious. Let's see. Yeah, there's more serious subjects, but I'll just talk about the daily news because they are typical of what's happening in the corporate media. The Philadelphia Daily News is like all of the other corporate media offerings in Philadelphia and in New York and probably most other places, and that means it is a total load of shit. I remember past fights when trying to support and for a while volunteering for the needle exchange program in Philadelphia, Philadelphia Prevention Point, which was an absolutely awesome organization. It's been proven time and time again, despite what so many assholes say, it's been proven time and time again in countless research ever since Connecticut in 1991 that needle exchange programs save lives, decrease the rate of transmission for HIV and hepatitis C, and is also a kind of a first stop with a lot of these people who are into addictions, meaning they now have somebody who is allowed into their world, who has the phone numbers and the resources for where they can detox and get clean before those programs also go to shit under these new budgets. But the Daily News of the Philadelphia Daily News was a part of the hysteria against Prevention Point, and this was in the 90s and around the turn of the century. However, they remind us of that because they had a recent cover that made it look like they were just as retarded as ever before. The headline screamed from the newsstand, "Condoms to 11-year-olds? And a big question mark. And inside, they actually were less fucked up than expected. You know, they showed, they spoke with several people from the Safe Sex organizations and from a variety of groups and outreach groups' point of view and put out a lot of good information. But again, familiar with how gullible the nation is and how easy it is to push the buttons of hysteria, they put that cover on, and of course that just brought out every asshole commentator in the Philadelphia area, and they kind of pushed this pendulum where they really wanted to go, which is of course back to the dark ages. And that just serves as the 2 millionth reminder, there needs to be independent media. There needs to be alternatives to the fucking corporate media, not just Fox News, you know, and the biggest scums from the corporate media, but just the day-to-day so-called mainstream media from the Philadelphia Daily News, the Philadelphia Inquirer, the Washington Post, all of it. And we are going to do that, and we are going to help deprogram the sickness of this culture, of the corporate media, of the state, of church, of all of it. And we're going to have more fun and better entertainment and better her hotness in the process. Very talked out by now. We're going to play the third set of tunes. Here's another brand new to this show and to me CD from the Prague rock era. This is a band called Cactus, and this track is entitled Parchman Farm. My life.
My hair is a fright.
I believe that everyone in life should have a mission. Making people happy is the height of my ambition. And when I get them happy, well, they stay in that condition. I have a sister all my own. I got a lot of what I got. And what I got's all mine. And I assure you, I can assure you, if you're feeling blue, come up and sing me sometime. I got a flat where you can hang your hat. I got a brand new line. Maybe you would like me to explain it all to you. Come up and sing me sometime. Come up tonight. I think the paper said the moon will be bright. They should have had it in the columns and all letters that tall that you'll be falling for me. 'Cause I'm free and you appeal to me. Could it be a crime if you don't get my number? Well, my number's in the book.
Yeah. Yeah.
to sincerely wish Reverend Bookburn the happiest of birthdays. And I like what he said about the chimp cartoon, because I thought I resembled a chimp a lot more than the current president. And the pictures on Smirking Chimp's webs page were pretty close to accurate. No offense to chimps, of course. But anyway, for keeping my name alive on their radio program and at ReverendBookburn.com, I just want to say happy birthday, Reverend Bookburn, and greetings and thanks to Pastor Whoremaster John the Craftus, Pastor Rex Cat, and Murgatroyd Productions. I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
Copy.
Dissatisfied with what they're doing at the moment.
I get asked all the damn time why we did not protest when our dear President Bush was in office. And I tell him that we loved everything he did. Besides, someone emailed me that our dear President Bush was doing his own teabagging in private. I guess that's in support of our efforts, bless him. I was told that we right-wing GOP types sure seem to love our teabags. They say that some of us even go from party to party, getting teabagged again and again and again. I have no idea what they mean, but bring the teabagging on. Hey, you all, can I secede from America? All hail teabagging. This is Dr. Laura Hoa saying keep your bags close and your baggers closer. And teabag a liberal Dem before they teabag you. Bye-bye.
Do one of those, man!
Thank you. publishers decided that the long overdue anti-puppy mill legislation was to be shot down for not being business friendly and would cost money. Missouri legislatures, runners up to asshole of the week, and that means that we need a special recipient who could even outshine the two runner-up assholes. Tonight, asshole of the week is the legislature of Oklahoma. The legislature of Oklahoma passed a law that said it is appropriate to issue a life sentence, in prison for the production of hashish. Now, we say this not only because several people involved with the Reverend Azin love hashish. We say it because it is an insane law. It would mean more violent criminals, more real criminals would be on the street, more pedophile priests would be on the street to make room for people who have a ridiculous sentence. One day is too long, let alone life imprisonment for hashish charges. Nevertheless, these assholes did pass that piece of legislation. The legislators of Oklahoma, you are assholes of the week. Let us kill the fart sounds. Thank you. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Hoare, the 2009 version, still the most recent version. From The Damned, you heard These Hands, Plan 9, Channel 7, and their version of Ballroom Blitz. Before that, you heard Reverend Bookburn's animation theme. Mae West did Come Up and See Me Sometime. The Dickies did Hair. And Monkey See, Monkey Do. Jefferson Airplane did Easter. And started off with Cactus doing Parchman Farm. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show was called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme has been Reverend Bookburn's birthday show, 2011. That would be moi. And it is a kick-ass birthday. And I guess I was shameless enough to turn it into a week. And it was last Sunday night, and just couldn't do it. Too action-packed, and we're not naming names or detailing's event to protect the guilty. And a big thank you to everybody who emailed something or gave me something or sent cards, including that funny as fuck 9 years old Rolling Stones card. People at work, people everywhere, and every Bookburner who in any way made this birthday great. And of course, thanks to Pastor Rex Cat, Murgatroyd Productions, Volta Radio, Cindy and Jeff, and everybody I forgot, which is probably fucking everybody. The Red Umbrella article that I was going to discuss is one or two postings ago at ReverendBookburn.com, and please read it. And pretty much much everything else that we would have talked about more and more are in the articles links that we come up to and want to come up with and want to turn everybody on to. We are off next week. We are going to begin our celebration of National Masturbation Month in 2 weeks on May the 8th with National Masturbation Month and then a subtitle to be determined, and that's in 2 weeks on May the 8th. 1 week later, maybe, if we get a friend in town, that's May 15th. So the next planned show is 2 weeks after the 8th, which is May 22nd, and that will be our explosive climax to the National Masturbation Month-themed shows, and that will be entitled National Masturbation Month Maximum Arousal. Write to Rev Bookburn, RevBookburn at sjcdc.org. Check out the always updated and worth checking out reverendbookburn.com. On YouTube, we are at youtube.com/RevBookburn. On MySpace, we are myspace.com/ReverendBookburn. On Facebook, where Rev and Reverend are not permissible first names. And, you know, they're more fascistic than MySpace, in my view, by a mile. But I don't even want to start on that subject. Yes, and yes, another friend was deleted. On Facebook, it is The Rev, which is one word, The Rev Bookburn. And at Facebook, on the pages, the Rev Bookburn fan site is on my site's info tab and other links. It'll be, say, Facebook, pages, and then whatever the rest fucking says. We're going to play a closing tune and then get out of here. And I didn't know what to play for a closing tune. And it's hard because every time I pull out one of the new CDs or the birthday presents or anything cool, then I'm like, oh, this will be good for the Maximum Arousal show, which we've put more energy into. But then I thought this would be better as a closing track to the birthday show. It was a double album in the days when records existed, and it's all punk and hardcore bands doing covers of the entirety of the Grease soundtrack, as well as other tracks from that era. And this particular track is by The Nobodies and is entitled We Go Together. Thank you again. Good night.
We'll be right back. Deviants album.
Hooray! Hooray! Hooray!
Gonna love you. Well, I'm gonna hold you. Well, I'm gonna kiss you. Well, I'm gonna. Well, I'm gonna. Well, I'm gonna. Well, I'm gonna.
Don't you feel so fine? Not
cadyk vstával vždy časně z rána, vyhlédl z okna a s údivem zvolal. Ještě před chvílí byla noc a najednou je den. Bůh nám dává den. A naplnila jej rozechvělost a bázeň. Zechvělost a bázeň.
Podivuhodný mandarin. A v hlavě hukot krve a v očích noční stín. Toužit budeš, aby přišel podivu hodný mandarin. Mnohokrát si budeš chtít pustit plyn, že zas to nebyl podivu hodný mandarin. Až vyčerpáš se 4000, budeš celá hyn. Poznáš, že život je jen boží mlín.
Thank you. job done. A man scot-free, a daughter-wife son. A man with a twisted sense of fun. He's a slick little trick by the name of Dick. When he goes to town, he lays it on thick. Dropping the queen all over the scene. Strip clubs, hot tubs, places obscene. Jane's as plain as the rain in Spain. Bumped into Dick on the 5 o'clock train. Before you knew it, the two would do it. She almost didn't, but then said screw it. A clerk and a jerk, making it work. A sturgeon and a virgin in the muck. Who would guess that through this mess, within a while, would come a child. Run, run, Dick, run, Dick, run, Dick, run. See, Dick, see, Dick, see, Dick, run. Dick's a panda bear eyes, pulchritude in his tread. Munching womanizing, sodomizing, subsidizing, maniac. He has paranoid kinks, his propensities to spread diseases on his back. If you get too close to him, I guarantee your heart will have a cardiac. He's a mani, 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 maniac. A pimp with a limp, a primed up imp, a swollen head just like a bad year blimp. Run, Dick, run, Dick, run, Dick, run. See, Dick, see, Dick, see, Dick, run. Run, Dick, run, Dick, run, Dick, run. See, Dick, see, Dick, see, Dick, run. But despite all he is, despite all he does, he's still Jane's lover and my big brother. You are mythic, a mystic, phallic, pubic epic. But Dick, tonight at dinner she'll slip you a tiny dose of arsenic. That will serve as a physic to extinguish your flickering wick.